Hurricanes and tropical storms may only happen on the coast, but they can still send high winds and heavy rains into Indiana. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, a new study shows as those storms get more intense due to climate change, maximum wind speeds are expected to pick up.
Ed Kearns is the chief data officer for First Street Foundation, the nonprofit research group that did the study. He says when a hurricane lands, it gets cut off from the warm ocean water that fuels it and starts to spin down.
And in the past, it spun way down before the storms would hit Indiana, and you get mainly rain events from these things. But what we're showing with our model is that there's a higher probability that those winds will persist further inland.
Several cities in the northern fourth of the state, like Fort Wayne, South Bend, and Gary, could see maximum wind speeds of up to 40 to 70 miles per hour as a result of these storms where they hadn't before. Anything above 50 is considered damaging. The rest of the state that already sees these higher winds could see them increase by an extra 4 to 11 miles per hour. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Kern suggests making sure your insurance covers wind damage. You can look up your home's risk from winds from tropical storms at riskfactor.com.